Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Broadcasting nationally from his studios at the Talkers Communications Center, it's the Michael Harrison Show. And now, your host, Michael Harrison.
Thank you very much for being here.
I do appreciate that. It makes the full equation work out nice and neat. And I'd love to have you call in this hour if you have some time, because we have a tremendous, tremendous guest who talks about the stuff that really is at the very heart of our common experience here in the 21st century, the early decades of the 21st century. Our number is 877-807-4048. Our guest's name is Steve Weissman. More formally, he's known as Stephen J.J. Weissman, Esquire. He's an attorney. He is a professor, and he is a radio personality in his own right, as a guest, go-to guy for people that want to talk about all aspects of the law. But really, when you focus on it, he's probably the leading expert in America on scams and fraud. Steve Weissman, welcome to our show.
It's great to be with you.
Yes, and you are a professor, aren't you?
Yes, I know. Well, you know me too well, so I can imagine how, really, you're a professor. You teach young minds? Yep, but that yeah. I am at yeah, Bentley University.
What did you say?
At Bentley University.
Bentley, yes. I was having a brain you-know-what, and that's why I didn't say where. I was saying, it's Bentley, or is it Benson, or is it Bensonhurst? Or is,
there you go.
You never have that happen? You know, where you just... live radio is very different than prepared, pre-recorded magazine style radio. There's no turning back, and
oh, yeah.
It also makes it very exciting. Before we go any further, what's the latest scam? I mean, you are on top of scams like nobody I've ever seen. As a matter of fact, you would make a heck of a criminal.
Part of the problem, Michael, is that I teach white collar crime at Bentley University, and there are times that I've been concerned that, you know, what am I teaching? Am I teaching the how to's? Because I've learned how to do it as well as how to defend it.
Well, the very sentence you just said, I teach white collar crime.
Right.
Sign me up. I've always wanted to figure out a way to make a few bucks on the side.
The big thing, you know, the talk of today right now is the massive Yahoo data breach. It is the biggest data breach in history. A half a billion people, 500 million people are now in jeopardy of identity theft because of a hacking that took place, 4 years ago. And part of the problem, it should be 2 years ago, but part of the problem here is that companies are being stupid, and we as consumers are in real jeopardy. You know, these companies are not encrypting our data. They're not using the proper analytics to protect our personal information, and we can become victims of medical identity theft, where our medical insurance records can get intermixed with a criminal such that we could receive the wrong blood transfusion. So this Yahoo one is serious, and they're going to be scammers. And here's the thing. When you've got 500 million victims, there are a lot of people that are going to be getting emails. They're going to be notified by Yahoo about this. However, there are also going to be people who are going to be notified from scammers, scam artists, the only criminals we call artists, pretending to be Yahoo, who will then further victimize these people by stealing identity from them and information. So this one is going to be a story with a lot of legs.
I'm at the point I don't trust anybody. I don't. Well, you're worse than me. I've sent you letters and you go, what is my middle name? So I know that you really are Michael Harrison. So, I mean, you walk around paranoid as well. And, of course, you're not just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not out to get you.
Exactly. My motto is even paranoids have enemies.
Right. So, and it's true. But yeah. I have to tell you, I'm like a germaphobe, only, you know, in the virtual germ world. And I'm afraid of everything when it comes to committing to anything in cyberspace. When I read things, I don't know. The logo looks like it's right. And there are basic points, and we're all learning that. I mean, the people listening to this program are pretty hip to the modern world. You know, you don't send your social security number to someone you don't know, etc. But they're so diabolic, these criminals, and they could slip one by you very easily. I tend to think, and tell me if I'm, you know, crazy, that every one of us is already a victim of identity theft. That how can you possibly live on this grid and not have it affect you? It's just that maybe some of us aren't important enough or lucrative enough for the criminals to act on it, but we might be in somebody's list.
You know, it could be, you know, similarly to on the macro level, the FBI director, James Comey, said there are two types of companies in the United States. There are those that have been hacked by the Chinese, and there are those that don't know they've been hacked by the Chinese. So you are absolutely correct, since we don't have control over our personal information. You know, look at the hundreds of thousands of people who had the misfortune to work for the federal government. And so their personal information, including even fingerprints, was hacked into at the Office of Personnel and Management. So this is, you're right, and it's one of the things where we're only as safe as the weakest places that have our information, the places with the weakest security. So that's why, you know, you have to plan. You have to put a credit freeze on your credit report. You got to take these kinds of protections, assuming that even if you do the best you can, there is going to be someone out there who's going to be hacking at a place with your information with lesser security.
But even the good guys, you don't know who's working for them. You know, backing up again to what you normally hear, you know, we are safe. You know, you can give us your information. No, little things like booking a hotel room, all the things we do online. And even worse than that, you know, when I go to my bank, I'm still a Luddite about banking. I do not do online banking. I go to the bank for any little transaction I want to do, and the teller always looks at me and says, you know, you could be banking online. And I then when you say, well, I that way I wouldn't get to say hello to you every day, they look and they go, ah, old man, Luddite.
No, but you know, there is something to it. And I got to admit, one of the things that I do online is online banking. But there are a lot of steps that haven't been taken by the banks to properly authenticate people when they're doing online banking. But you also hit on it. Even these banks that are protecting from the outside don't sometimes protect enough from the inside. And here, even people like you who may be not doing online banking are in jeopardy. The Attorney General of New York has recently been taking to task the major banks, because what they've had is they've had a run of, well, rogue employees who gather the account information of customers of the bank, and then they steal from them, or they give this information to conspirators with them who steal from them. But here's the thing, and it was like what the AG of New York said to these banks. He said, why does a teller in Queens for Bank of America have the access to the information on everyone's bank account who's a customer of Bank of America, whether they're in California or the UK or wherever? And so, you know, there are a lot of basic security steps that these companies just have got to take, or else they're going to get punished by the world.
You know, you said a very telling phrase, rogue employees.
Yeah.
I back to my own paranoia. I am obsessed with the term rogue employees, or the concept of what that means, on almost every level. You know, from somebody spitting in your food in a restaurant kitchen to heaven knows what. More on this. You can stick around, right? I mean, you're here with me.
Oh, absolutely.
For a while.
Here's
this is
long
wonderful. Steve Wiseman is with us, and we're talking about some of the perils of life in these modern times. 877-807-4048. Join us. I'm Michael Harrison.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
It's the Michael Harrison Show. Call in at 877-807-4048.
We're talking with attorney Stephen Wiseman, and he is the publisher of a website called scamaside.com. In addition to having written a number of books about fraud and about how to protect your finances. Just go to Amazon and type in Stephen Wiseman or Steve Wiseman, W-E-I-S-M-A-N. You'll see there's a ton of books there. He is the, I'd say one of the two or three reigning experts in the on the continent about this subject of scams. And yet, even though you know all about it, Steve, you don't feel safe, do you?
Oh, no. Yeah, you know, the more you know, the more scared you are. It's interesting. Whenever I'm doing presentations, and I've done these, for security groups. I was doing a speech in Chicago earlier this week to a defense forum on insurance fraud. And even there, the people in the business come up and said, "You're scaring me." And it's probably good that we're scared because we've got a lot at risk.
Well, what do you say? You have these catchphrases. One of them is, "It's not as bad as it seems; it's worse."
Oh yeah,
yeah. That's very comforting. It's not as bad as it seems; it's worse.
Yeah. Well, you look about that is our infrastructure, our water, our electric grid. These are all vulnerable to being hacked. Recently, we found out this Internet of Things. Anything that's connected to the Internet can get hacked, and so your car could get hacked. The heart pump and pacemaker can be hacked. Anything is hackable, and so on the macro, so many government agencies, even government defense products. There was recently a battleship, and they found out that it was able to be hacked. And of course, the plans for the F-35, the Chinese have a fighter plane just like our F-35 because they stole the plans from Boeing. Hmm. So, on the big side, we're in danger. On the small side, we're in danger. So the more connected we are, and we're all being in a more connected world, the more we're at risk.
I got to tell you, I've been getting bad vibes from my toaster oven.
That was a great Woody Allen piece from years ago that, like, you would appreciate. And he takes the toaster, and he's just angry at it. And he picks it up, and he just throws it against the wall. And later in the day, he gets into the elevator. And you know how certain elevators will tell you the seventh floor or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the door closes, and the voice says, "Are you the guy that threw the toaster against the wall? The machines are out to get us."
Well, you see, he was prescient with that because today, today you don't know that you're not being watched.
Yeah.
Do you think that when you go to a hotel, let me ask you a question, I want to get back to the concept of rogue employees, only because I said we're going to talk about it, and there might be rogue employees fans listening to the show. I don't know. But when you go to a hotel room, are you being watched?
You shouldn't be. Generally speaking, when you're in a hotel room, you're not being watched. But it is, and it's not the security there. You know, we had the thing with Erin Andrews where someone was looking at her through the aptly named peephole in the door. So it generally is not done. But when you're in, when you're in a foreign country, our athletes, when they go abroad to compete, are often told about being wary of their smartphones and being wary of being bugged. This is a real issue as far as when people are watching or companies that can do that. But you and I are probably going to be okay in the hotel room. But I tell you, I went to a convention about a year ago in Las Vegas, the DEF CON convention. This is a convention of hackers, and the people there are white hat hackers, the good guys. There are also some bad guys. There are some government people there, and there are undercover government agents. So you got the world there, but they scare the hell out of you. They say, don't trust your smartphone. Don't use an ATM while you're here. I mean, they basically scare the hell out of you because all the people that can spy on you are there at the same time and are doing it for fun.
So you're in a highly concentrated per capita environment, a population where people are bound to be doing it.
Exactly. These guys who, you know, at this place they had one of the games was there were a bunch of cars that were brought in, and then whoever could hack into them first won the prize.
Oh, my. Well, this whole Internet of Things, you and I were kidding before about, you know, your toaster oven turning on you, but your car already now can be spying on you.
Yep. Your car can be spying on you, and the rental car. The rental car that you rented, if you use your phone to access the infotainment system in it, and so you just plug it into the car. Well, it's not only using your phone as the way of accessing their system. Automatically, that system is taking information from your phone. And so if you use your phone and it's Bluetooth and it's attached to the car, when you turn that rental car in, you've got to make sure that they erase the data that they have taken from your phone, including lists. You know, this is one of the things. There was a guy convicted a couple months ago, and he went by the name of a Romanian hacker. He called himself Guccifer, and he picked that name because he said he was the Gucci of hackers. Well, it's very easy to hack into people's email, and he hacked into Sidney Blumenthal's email, and he was an advisor to Hillary Clinton when she was Secretary of State. By hacking into his email, he found out, because of the list of email contacts, that Hillary was using a private email server, and that's how the world knew. But he was able to access all kinds of other people's email and hack into it, get all the information that they were storing there, and it was really easy to do. His defense in the trial was, I'm not a computer criminal that you're accusing me of. I just did a little social engineering.
Wow. China, you said something before. You said that it wasn't your quote, you were repeating somebody
else's. James Comey, the FBI.
The FBI, okay. He knows what he's talking about to a certain degree. He has a lot of experience at this. he says half the companies in this country have been hacked by China, and the other half don't know that they've been hacked by China. Won't we get the impression, reading the newspaper, whoever reads the newspapers anymore, listening to the news, following the news, that the United States is this big, dumb, vulnerable country, and we're being hacked and we're being manipulated by those bad Chinese and those bad Russians. The Russians are hacking the election, and the Chinese are hacking this and that and that. Aren't they in danger of being hacked by us, or are we behind in terms of this technological prowess?
Now you're making me feel good, because I'm going to be able to give you good news.
Okay, the music is playing. That means hold on to the good news, and if it's still good news in a couple of minutes, we'll share it. Steve Wiseman is with us. He's the leading expert on a very unsavory topic that affects every single one of us who live in the real world. I'm Michael Harrison, 877-807-4048, if you'd like to ask a question or give a comment as we roll on and roll out of that device that used to be known as a radio, right into your ear and your mind.
Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's D-R-J-O-Y pets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Call Michael Harrison at 877-807-4048.
Thank you very much, and we're talking with Steve Weisman. Steve Weisman is a professor at Bentley University in Boston, and he is a prolific author. He's an attorney. He's nationally regarded and respected as an expert on scams. He's a USA Today columnist, and he's one of my best friends, and that makes me very proud and has helped me out of a number of situations where I felt I was violated by criminals. I've been violated, Steve.
Sounds like a Seinfeld episode, Jerry.
But I guess you get that from all your friends. Steve, what am I going to do? You know? We were talking about, I asked you a question, and you said you had good news, thank goodness. Is it
the
still good
news?
Is it still, before you answer, yeah. I have to redo the question, because
sure.
the prevailing wisdom in modern media is that we have a whole new bunch of people listening. And everybody else left because they're busy, or they've been abducted by their refrigerators.
There you go.
I asked you, one gets the impression that China is hacking us, and that Russia is hacking us, and that we're subject to having our grid go down by ISIS and this and that, and when we get the impression we're a bunch of oafs here, that we are not able to compete back or do the same to them. And I asked you, what's the story? And you said, it's good news.
The good news is, yes. The bad news leading up to the good news is our government has shown that we are vulnerable. Our infrastructure is vulnerable, although things are happening now to make this better. But the good news is we're actually better and have been doing that hacking before Russia and China. You can go back to 2010, what they call the Stuxnet virus. This was done, although not admitted to, by the United States against and Israel against Iran, in which we destroyed a computer and a building that housed their nuclear weapons program. And in this case, we destroyed a computer that wasn't even connected to the Internet. So we actually, when it comes to hacking foreign countries, we do it better than anybody because we don't get caught.
Okay, you just said, so all of them don't know they've been hacked by us, as opposed to half of us don't know we've been hacked by the Chinese.
Let
me just jump in here, yeah. Because you're saying that we destroyed a computer that wasn't attached to the Internet. Well, that's easy. Just send somebody in through the window and hit it with a sledgehammer.
Well, it wasn't that. It was internal, and somehow this computer that controlled the Iranian nuclear plant the software was introduced in this. They still don't know how that destroyed the plant, and this is something that, frankly, this kind of capability is rare. But as far as our normal through the Internet. That's where we're ahead of the curve.
Okay, so as dangerous as China and as dangerous as Russia and as dangerous as ISIS and all of the other, boogeymen out there are, we are just as, if not more, dangerous.
Yeah, and that's part of the reason why you haven't seen Russia and China escalate. It's like the early days in the Eisenhower administration where the defense strategy was the acronym MAD, Mutually Assured Destruction. They are fully aware that we are in all of their infrastructure and that as a country our hacking capabilities are really they're incomparable. They're really good.
Well, that just makes me feel a lot better. except when I worry now about the National Security Agency. Are we going to turn to the Russians and the Chinese to protect us from our own government? This is a rock in a hard place.
It is. Because there are the things in regard to our own privacy and trusting our own government. And, that's a real problem. But I'll tell you, I'm more concerned if there was... I quote often the great sage Bugs Bunny, who will
smart.
Look at certain people and go, what a bunch of maroons. So the morons that he's talking about are people like the banks that have our ATMs. The system they're using for their computers, by and large, is still Windows XP. Windows XP was stopped being updated years ago because it was too vulnerable. They also generally use the same key to open it, made by Diebold. And they don't change even the keys that they're using. The software is very, very vulnerable. There are so many just simple, basic mistakes that companies are making in their cybersecurity that we're all the victims of, that these are the things that drive me crazy.
Well, at least we know that the banks have our best interests at heart.
True. But the fact is...
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Are you being sarcastic?
No, I do think they try.
Oh, okay.
But the fact is, and at least when they're trying to cheat us, it's like, you know, the people at Wells Fargo. But they, you know, they are trying to do their job. However, they're not doing a very good job of it. So banks don't have to necessarily indicate to the public when they've been hacked. So there's a criminal gang in Russia that's called Carbonac. And Carbonac hacked into 100 banks in the United States, Japan, Switzerland, and the Netherlands, as well as Russia. By the way, Carbonac actually is not just Russians. It's also Chinese members and Europeans. So it does show that the world can work together. Well, they installed this special software into computers of the banks around the world. And then what they did was they had it, well, they had the ATMs of these banks just kick out money at a certain specified time when they would have their criminals there at the ATMs. They call them mules. And in so doing, they stole $1 billion.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
And people don't even know about it.
Carbonac. Sounds like a soft drink.
Does it? Or it's, it sounds like some product they're going to sell us. But these guys are so good. Here's one that people aren't aware of. And again, it was the Carbonac people. They hacked into not the individual accounts of you and I at the bank, but what they hacked into was the accounting system of the bank. So they hack into the accounting system of the bank, and they have the system put in, at least it appears. Let's say you've got a bank account with $1,000 in there. They will hack into the accounting system. It'll put another $9,000 into your account. So now your account has $10,000. They take out the $9,000. So when the theft is complete, your account and everybody's account looks the same as it was before the hacking came. And these banks fell prey to this, and they had no idea that they were being hacked because the individual accounts looked the same. But the total money in the bank, it was drastically reduced.
Wow. Wow. So the money is being stolen from the bank, not from the person with the account.
And what they, I mean, these people are so smart. They know that because they sit there with the, they get the software in, they spy from inside for months to learn how the banks work. So one of the things they found was that the banks electronically check the accounts every 10 hours. So they would make sure that they did this within a 10-hour frame. So at the time that the bank checked, everything looked the same. They didn't see the money that was brought in. They didn't see the money that went out.
It's a digital age method of casing the place to know when the night watchman is going to the bathroom or having a sandwich.
Exactly. That's exactly it. But here's another one, which I love. All of the sophisticated malware. And by the way, according to Interpol, there's only about 150 of these criminal geniuses. But the new business model is these people go on a part of the Internet called the dark web, and they sell the malware and the things that they create to other criminals who are less sophisticated so that they can use it. And like any good business, they give bulk discounts. They do tech support. So the way that you download this malware, you get people to download it so you can steal their information or get in the bank, is generally through something called spear phishing. You get an email that lures you to click on something in there, and that's where you and I talk about how we don't trust anyone. Well, back in 2011, there was the G20, the economic ministers of the top 20 financial countries in the world. They're at a meeting, and they all of the governors get an email that says, click on this link for nude photos of Carla Bruni, the attractive wife of then French President Nicolas Sarkozy. Well, every one of them clicked on the link. Every one of them had malware that allowed these criminals to get into the central banks of all of these countries. Now, here's where comedian
Ron hold that thought, and we'll remember the nude story. Okay, we'll be right back. We're talking with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, Esquire. 877-807-4048. If you want to squeeze into this discussion, I'm Michael Harrison, and we've got more to come.
the safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Talkers Communications Center. It's the Michael Harrison Show. Call in at 877-807-4048.
We're talking with Professor Steve Weissman from Bentley University in Boston, the webmaster of scamaside.com, which I think everybody should check that out at least once a week. He has the latest scams, and we're talking a little bit about life here in the fast lane of 2016. You were talking about people lured into clicking on malware, entering your computer because of the promise of naked pictures. I always avoid naked pictures.
I avoid them myself.
Especially my own. good.
But yeah, this happened at the Economic G20 Summit in 2011, and a bunch of the ministers, actually every one of them, fell for a subject line, French First Lady nude photos. Oh. And the thing that was kind of odd is on twofold. One, you would think that these ministers would be more sophisticated than to fall for this. Why would someone just contact them with nude photos and click on a link? You should know better that that's going to be phishing. But further, and it reminds me of the line of Ron White, the comedian, who said there's no cure for stupid, is that Carla Bruni, then First Lady of France, before she married Sarkozy, was a model, actress, and singer who often posed nude, and her nude photos were readily accessible on legitimate places in the Internet. So if these people really wanted to see nude photos of Carla Bruni, they didn't have to click on a link from someone they didn't know. So I'm afraid there's just no cure for stupid.
Wow. Well, you know, there were recently were those nude photos of Mrs. Trump, and, you know,
yeah.
that was like all over the place. And I guess this is a new trend, world leaders or potential world leaders being married to people who, you know, have posed nude at one time or another. Boy, are we living in different times. Let's talk about rogue employees.
Yeah.
Would you say that at this point in history, over, say, the last 50 years, that there's more dissatisfaction among employees in general, especially in big corporations, banks, companies, than there has been in our lifetime?
Yeah, I very much agree with you on that, Michael. And I've seen, you know, studies indicating the amount of satisfaction that workers have, which is lacking. The fact of not being, you know, feeling appreciated by their employer, stress at work. Yeah, this is a situation, and this is something where it just creates that unfortunate perfect storm for an employee with a grudge to be able to destroy information of a particular company or sell it or steal it for a competitor or to steal the personal information of people involved with the company to for purposes of identity theft. You see this a lot.
Yeah.
And the banking industry has been a real sore spot for this kind of rogue employee. And to make it worse, something that came out from the New York Attorney General was that they found when these banks found these employees that had been stealing data and using it for criminal purposes, more often, to avoid any kind of notoriety, they just let these employees resign and go to work at another bank and do the same thing there. So it is a real serious problem.
Yeah, because, you know, even if everybody's happy, and this goes back to even things that go through my mind, back to the paranoia thing, when you give your credit card to somebody that you've never met,
yeah,
you're traveling and you go to eat in a restaurant on the road, and somebody you've never met takes your credit card, you know, and you put the tip in it and you get your card back, you just handed your credit card to a stranger.
Absolutely.
And that stranger might be a rogue employee. The odds are in any population base, maybe 1 out of 100, 1 out of 20, 10%, 20, I don't know. But eventually you're going to come upon a rogue employee taking your credit card while you're handing it to them, let alone somebody you don't know who has access to all your personal information in a bureaucracy or a big corporation.
Yeah,
it's mind-numbing.
And once again, not as bad as you think, Michael.
It's worse
because we're heading into the holiday shopping season and not too far off. And at this time, there's a lot of seasonal workers who are added, and a lot of those seasonal workers are just people with an opportunity to steal credit cards. And despite the use of the EMV, the chip card, in so many places, that's only a trade organization rule. It is not a requirement by law, and there are a lot lot of companies that aren't using the chip, and therefore these rogue employees, again, what they do, you hand them the card and they whisk that card through something called a skimmer, and that skimmer steals all the information from the credit card, and they are off to the races with your card. So there's always an increase of this kind of rogue employee activity in the retail sector during the holiday shopping season.
Living in this era, and we can't put the genie back in the bottle, we can't put the toothpaste back in the tube, we're not going backwards, we're going forward.
Yeah.
Only a catastrophe would send us back, and I'm not a big fan of that idea. And frankly, I'm not a big fan of giving up my smartphone. Yeah. I am as addicted to all this as everybody else, and we've been talking about it on the show. We're going deeper and deeper and deeper into all being so interconnected that I have said, and I'll say it again because I like to say it because I believe it's true and important, we are experiencing something as profound as when the amphibians crawled out of the water and became, you know, reptiles or whatever. That, you know, mm-hmm. we are evolving physiologically. Our neurons, our nervous systems, our brains are becoming rewired. And it's happening in our lifetime, something, a profound rewiring of the human nervous system. And it has wonderful consequences on certain levels, but terrible ones on others. And I think one of the main things that we have to deal with, especially in the field of education and child raising, is coming to terms with this very new environment in which we, not just as a culture, not just we as Americans, we as a species have to negotiate. What do you think of that?
Frankly, I could not agree with you more. And I think when you talk about us being rewired, that's not just a metaphor. It is also literal, because we are having implanted technology into our bodies. This is something we're going to be, the artificial intelligence along with the human intelligence. We are merging, and our bodies are adapting. But also there is that connection between us and technology. We are literally being rewired, and this is, it's a changing of the species that I agree with you is as profound as the fish finally walking out of the ocean.
Absolutely. And a lot of those fish didn't even know there was anything other than ocean, and we're finding out there's a lot of other things than the world we think we live in. Steve Wiseman, www.scammaside.com. Folks, check that out. It tells you everything about Steve and everything you really know about the latest scams. Thank you, Steve. Thank you for joining us.
Take care. Always back.
And I hope we didn't scare you too much, folks, but this was a scary hour. I'm Michael Harrison, and I want to thank you for listening. Come back for the next hour.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon, or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.